welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We are looking for your involvement. I sign off every day of this show letting you know that I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. What does it take to get good Americans to stand up for liberty? I don't know. There are people that have been pushing these memes or these principles that many people, they're not woke, they're not going to wake until it's too late. I was just told today it's too late by a gentleman that is now in, didn't even think he would have to deal with this. He works for a company, and he works on the side of business for that company that has no government contracts on that side of business. And yet they're coming down upon him saying, if you don't have the vax, and this is a gentleman that actually had COVID and overcame COVID. It took him months because, you know, it hit him and his family really hard, but they all survived. And they're saying, you have to have this shot. And all the evidence is proving that natural, what do you call that? Natural immunity. In other words, your body builds up its own immunity to that virus is better than any of these vaccines. And so, anyway, my heart goes out to him, and my heart goes out to all those types of people that are dealing with that. Since Monday, we've been watching as companies and the government has backhanded good, law-abiding Americans, and they do nothing. They do nothing towards those who are destroying the Constitution and supporting the destruction of this nation, such as these anarchists in the street, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and so forth. And actually, I've got to say, Black Lives Matter is starting to realize that, hey, you know, having our own liberty instead of going down this path of communism isn't necessarily going to bode well for us either. So they're actually standing up against the vax and some of these other things as well. And so it just goes to prove, you know what? Black Lives Matter's money comes from the Chinese Communist Party. Their essence, their being has been supported, and this is well documented. And how can they turn their backs on the Chinese Communist Party or communism, period? They are the advocates and promoted. They cannot come out publicly without being hypocrites. And there should be a labeling, because there's way too many people, and I've listened to some conservative entertainers saying this is a good thing. No, I believe that they need to be stripped down, and as far as I'm concerned, they need to be held accountable for the position that they have taken in basically supporting and being a tool, a shill, a hack for the Chinese Communist Party, period. They got to be called out for that. And there's already the hypocrisy. Everybody has seen the leadership as they've made millions and millions of dollars for their own benefit and been able to pocket all this money. You know, there should be a full audit on every single one of those people that have done that, because there's no doubt in my mind, if they're 501c3s, there's no doubt in my mind, there's probably been some well, what do they call that when you take money on the side, kickbacks and what have there's got to be some improprieties or some laws being violated. But anyway, that's for somebody else to be concerned with. At this point in time, we have to be concerned with getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. That's why this show is very specific about going through the academic evidence of how we got here, where we're going, and the academic evidence-based solutions of what we need to do if we're going to maintain, you know, any semblance of liberty, and if we're going to restore this nation the way it it was originally designed, the only way we can do this is with Republic Review. That's why this show is also sponsored by republicreview.org. And I can't emphasize enough that the constitutional illiteracy is killing us. I keep on pointing this out. So if you know somebody that could really stand to use some constitution classes, go to constitutioneducation.us. Take a look at what Keith Broders is offering there. And I would just say, hey, you know, just send a link to somebody to say, hey, check this out. And the more people that actually start discovering that they can actually start learning in interesting ways regarding the Constitution, this might actually help. Timber Nation, as you know, Timber Nation is backlogged. If you want to get something, the sooner you get in, the sooner you're going to at least have something. I'm hoping that there is not a shutdown again of hardwood and those types of materials that they use in providing these types of products, because those are people like me that, you know, want to actually improve their dwelling and they want to upgrade their furnishings. Folks, go to timbernation.com. RadioDustCovers.com as well for protecting your electronics. Red Pill Expo is coming up. It is the first weekend. It's the 4th, 5th, and 6th, I believe, or the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Well, let me see here, because, you know, as you get older, you just keep on forgetting exactly. Yep, it's the 5th, 6th, and 7th of November. See? I was wrong the first time. Write that down on the calendar, sweetheart. Anyway, my wife likes to keep track of when I'm wrong. And it happens all the time, especially with names. I mean, our calendar would be littered with all sorts of notes of how I've gotten names wrong. And I won't even go into the embarrassment that for a long time we had, you know, family friends where I called their daughter by the wrong name all the time, that she actually went by that name. Anyway, and I feel bad about that. We need to get you involved, and we need you to get businesses involved. As you go to a business and as you hear the owner just shaking their head and saying, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to survive. You know, don't poke them hard in the eye, but just point out that, you know, because businesses have shied away from supporting the Constitution, then this is what our problem is. You know, you shouldn't be supporting the party. You shouldn't be supporting the Republican Party. You should be supporting the Constitution. This is why I say, if the Constitution Party is only about the Constitution, then they're not supporting a party or a partisan agenda like the Republican Party. There you go. There you go. Anyway, our comment line, 425-270-5416. And believe me, we have more marketing for you to get into. And as we kind of lead into this, in Italy, the Italian airline, which is basically going bankrupt, not because of COVID and COVID regulations, but just because it's a poorly ran airline. The stewardesses went out into the streets and they stripped down to the bare, raw, whatever. And when this happened, I go, why is it that the employees of the airlines that have been fired, why don't they go out, you know, and publicly do something like that? Why is it that there's not those types of things? Now, I'll tell you, it is illegal to have the civil disobedience, civil unrest, and or it is also legal to be naked in public. But my point is that there needs to be something, and the best thing that these employees can do is they can at least start petitioning their governors to demand that they start protecting their liberties. The corporations should not be bullied by the federal government, who has no constitutional standing or power or authority to do these things. Another thing I wanted to get into, I've really tried not to say anything, but I think it's worth mentioning that the Powell comments made by Trump, My position is that when the family is still mourning, I always give it a 30-day thing. When the family is still mourning, it is unsavory, it is distasteful, it is just uncouth to actually criticize a person that just passed away because the family is mourning. Give them their time. I think Trump should wait. He should have waited, and he needs to wait for his 30 days and then, you know, say what he has to say. I completely understand, and I, too, am not a fan of Powell. Never have. And anybody that has heard me talk, if you are an officer in the military, you go straight into that box of suspicion by me, because most officers are political hacks, and most officers that go up the ranks, especially that are pursuing those types of things, are definitely political hacks, and they happen to fall on the side of communism because they live in a world of totalitarianism. Basically, it's an autocratic society where you can get away with telling people, because I said so. I'm the senior person here. It is up to me. You do this. They're not out there teaching people to support the Constitution. That's the last thing they want people to know. They don't want you to know that you don't have to follow an order if it is unconstitutional, because that's what we're all under oath in the military to support. But anywho, when we come back, we're going to dive headfirst into some marketing with G. Edward Griffin. We'll be right back after these two promos.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.addlocal.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so ooh, wow, that hurt. Anyway, sorry about that. I'm not going to edit that out. I will edit out the spikes for the dynamic peaks, but you're going to hear those Tylenol pills hitting my keyboard. In line with the Trump criticizing Powell, I'd like to see actually Trump criticize Biden every step of the way. I'd actually like to see Trump come right out and criticize Obama. I'd like to see him criticize the Bushes, the Clintons, and all of the socialists that have been in office over the past century. But the problem is that he's just not that eloquent. He doesn't He needs to have somebody that really understands the historical context of presidents, what they've done, and how they've violated the Constitution, because that's the one thing he really lacks. He lacks anybody that really understands the Constitution. Even Horowitz and some of these other, I'll call them stooges, they only understand the convention of the Constitution, you know, the paradigm of the Constitution as they were taught by the revisionists. They do not understand the real intent behind the Constitution. Anyway, here's something that I thought you need to know about, and you need to understand it in the constitutional context. The U.S. signed a bilateral defense agreement with Georgia in order to provide security operations between the nations. On Monday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his Georgian counterpart to sign an initiative that will continue U.S. support to Georgian defense forces over the next 6 years. Dubbed the Defense and Deterrence Enhancement Initiative, Austin said it represents a new phase between the two, Something that has been going on for, as they just said, for years. It's a renewal of something, and they're just extending it another 6 years. We're going to build upon the Georgia Defense Readiness Program by continuing institutional reform in the defense sector by strengthening the capabilities and the capacities required for effective deterrence and defense, and fostering interoperability with NATO. The question I have is this really a treaty? If it is, where's the Senate involved in this? Did the Senate ever signed, because see what's happened is the Senate actually goes along and signs some treaty with the United States government to create and be a part of NATO. Well, here's the question. In the Constitution, does it give us, and it kind of does, gives us the ability for military alliance, but not governance alliance. There is no way that the federal government can ever subordinate itself to another government entity. It can't. It's not within the powers delegated to the federal government. Therefore, when the federal government and the Senate signed the treaty to basically joining the United Nations and its accords, and started basically buying off on the treaties coming from the United Nations, well, that was a direct violation of the Constitution. They don't have that power to do that. And when they started signing these treaties of refugees coming to America, they signed this treaty in the 60s. It was a UN treaty. Well, they couldn't do that either. Their involvement in the UN is unconstitutional. I want to be clear here, folks. People look at the UN as a problem. We need to get out of the UN. We have no constitutional standing to be in the UN. That treaty that has been signed by the Senate is absolutely worthless. It's the same thing as the federal government assuming control over health care. It's the same thing as assuming control over the Department of Transportation, you know, our inner infrastructure, our highways, waterways, and them having the ability to improve them and regulate them. That's why we go through the three presidential vetoes that Madison, Monroe, and even Andrew Jackson, the first Democratic president, said, we don't have the authority to even touch highways and waterways. It is not within the Constitution. And yet, today, there is no power they will not assume. What's it going to take? Seriously, what is it going to take for you to start realizing we have an enumerated Constitution? We have a very tightly controlled federal government. They just can't assume all of these powers that they're doing. They can't mandate your masks. What is it going to take for you to rise up and demand that your public servants start supporting the Constitution instead of the party line and this other crap that's coming down from the federal government? What's it going to take? Well, I'll let you ruminate on that, cogitate, however you want to think with intent. Here's an interesting thing, and I'm going to appeal to all the Arkansas listeners. You need to get a petition going in Arkansas. You're a dark red state. You need to actually put that governor out of office quickly. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is backing employers' COVID-19 vaccine mandates. During an interview Sunday, the Republican said he opposed mandates from the federal government, but defended employers mandating workers. Well, now hold on here. You got to understand that the employer's mandates is coming from the Department of Labor. The employer, the only way the employer, because and they're trying, this is a hard justification as far as I'm concerned, but the employer is saying based on these new laws, labor laws coming from the federal government, they now supersede your basic labor contract. And so even though the labor contract that you signed with them in becoming an employee, they did not have the authority to mandate that you had to have vaccines. And now they are. And now he's supporting this. He needs to be removed. But anyway, this goes on. Hutchinson also asserted that employers are in a tough position and they have the right to make those decisions. No, they don't. No, they don't. They can't enforce a law. They can't enforce anything. Even if they're at will, they have no right within their contract, to mandate, to force you to get injected. Now, they can tell you that you can't come to work if you're sick. They can do that. But they can't tell you you have to have an injection or you will be fired. His remarks come as governor has faced immense criticism from Republicans for promoting vaccine mandates and calling 45th President Donald Trump's comments on the 2020 election not constructive. Relitigating 2020 is a recipe for a disaster in 2022, Hutchinson stated. Quote, let's talk about the future. The election is passed. It's been certified. States make decisions on the integrity of each of their elections and made improvements where need be. It's about the future, not about the last election. Well, yeah, states violated the Constitution, and the states don't want to be called out, all 31 of them, for violating the Constitution when they changed the manner of how the Electoral College was chosen by you, the people. They have no constitutional authority to do that, only the state legislators, not the executives, not the judges. And if you want to see how all 31 states, that petition is still on our petitions page. It's down towards the bottom now. But go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, the petitions page, and you can see how every single one of these 31 states actually violated the Constitution in the Electoral College Clause, because only the state legislatures, have the authority to determine the manner in how we are to choose our electors. Anyway, Washington, Senate Republicans are expected to block legislation on Wednesday, that was yesterday, aimed, and I was hoping to get through this yesterday, aimed at expanding federal voting rights, protections, and combating election subversion, just months after preventing a similar measure from advancing. First off, the only way they can actually get involved in elections is via a constitutional amendment, because the only way they were able to force the fact that states had to allow women to vote or blacks to vote or anybody to vote whatsoever other than U.S. citizens, because that's a part of the test. You cannot vote in America unless you're a U.S. citizen. We can't approve this. But more importantly, here's the thing you need to understand. They had to amend the Constitution each time to make sure who could vote and who couldn't vote, and the age limit for voting. Now they're going to come along and actually just hijack all the voting and be able to regulate everything without even changing Article 1 in the Constitution and Article 2 and the 12th Amendment and the 20th Amendment. They're basically going to come right down and say, we now have control over the manner and choose. They can't do this, folks. They're outright violating the Constitution. There are so many things you can petition them on regarding the violations of the Constitution to make your head spin. But what are you going to do? You're just going to sit there? You're just going to sit there and let them do all of the things that they want to do in forcing this nation into the gutter as we become subjugated to a communist world government? Are you kidding me? Come on, folks. Let's start getting up. But we're going to be back into this story right after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. The Democratic-led bill known as the Freedom to Vote Act is slated for a procedural vote that requires 60 votes to begin debate. It appears to have the support of all 50 caucusing Democrats after scaling back an earlier, more expansive bill to win the backing of centrist Joe Manchin of West Virginia. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has vowed that the new legislation will not advance when it comes to the floor on Wednesday afternoon. It is my hope and anticipation that none of us will vote for this latest iteration of Democratic efforts to take away or to take over how every American votes all over the country, he said. He may get his wish. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, the Republican who has been most willing to engage with Democrats on voting rights, said she will vote to block the bill on Wednesday, saying she's more interested in the House-passed bill, John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Now, remember, ACTS, federal acts, A-C-T-S, federal acts, are actually unconstitutional. Their only place that they have any force is within the District of Columbia and within territories that are under the control of the United States government. So those territories being Guam, those territories being Puerto Rico, because those are not sovereign states. There are territories, the Virgin Islands, and so forth. So anyway, the next story. This is a G. Edward Griffin need to know news story. Haitian gangs seek $1 million per person for kidnapped missionaries. 17 members of the Christian Aid Ministries, 16 Americans and one Canadian, including five children as young as 8 months old, were kidnapped in Haiti and are being held on a $17 million ransom demand. Authorities accuse the 400 Mawozo gang of the kidnappings, and the FBI and the United States Department are negotiating with the crime gang. Kidnappings have become more brazen and commonplace in Haiti amid a growing political and economic crisis, with at least 628 incidents in the first 9 months of 2021 alone. Five priests and two nuns were abducted in April and were later released after a ransom was paid for two of the priests. Haitians mounted a nationwide strike to protest gang crime and kidnappings, which have been on the rise for years and have worsened since the July assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. I probably mispronounced that. Anyway, G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News, also reports that Senator Ron Johnson said that there is no point to vaccine mandates whatsoever, as fully vaccinated individuals are getting infected and they can be reportedly transmit the disease. They are being hospitalized and getting seriously ill, and they are dying. The CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, has recorded almost 17,000 deaths from the experimental COVID vaccines over the past 10 months. The federal government, remember, the federal government has claimed that these companies are indemnified, that you can't sue them. Then you need to sue the politician that allowed that to happen. Who was that, Trump? Was that Congress? It doesn't matter. You need to go after these people because they had no constitutional standing to indemnify a company and its harm in providing a bogus vaccine. Over 5,400 of these deaths occurred within 2 days of taking the vaccine. Senator Johnson pointed out that deaths and injuries are greatly unreported regarding the vaccines. G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News. A recent poll of more than 700 San Diego police officers showed that 90% are opposed to the COVID-19 vaccine mandates, and about 65% of them said, 65% of the 90%, that which still means it's a majority, because 65% is still above 50%, of them said that they would consider leaving their jobs if the experimental shots are required. The city of San Diego is experiencing a surge of violent crime under the leadership of a Democratic mayor, Todd Gloria. The mayor and the San Diego City Council enacted the dangerous vaccine mandate that will terminate 1,000 city employees, putting the citizens of San Diego in jeopardy, leaving the city open to rampant violence and crime. This is why my wife and I left California, because they do not value your life nor your property. The mandate will terminate about 500 San Diego Police Department officers, 100 San Diego Fire Department firefighters, 20 radio 911 dispatchers, and several hundred civilian employees, including trash collectors, city maintenance workers, librarians, water plant engineers, and dozens of other categories of employees who make the city of San Diego function daily. Now, I would venture to say, if you go to some of the old movies of futuresque America, you know, like Soylent Green, right? If you go to some of those movies, you'll actually see, you know, how how disheveled and the blight throughout the streets, and how the law and justice just isn't there. And so there's this huge divide between those who are living in the streets, and you look at that and go, how could we ever get to that point? It's because of these policies that we have been allowing to be rammed down our throats, period. That's really why we're here. And as a matter of fact, it's not just the policies. What they had to do is they had to go upstream and start indoctrinating children to encourage them to go ahead and immerse themselves in addictive behavior. And as a person becomes addicted to a specific behavior, before you know it, they all of a sudden, their whole life starts basically crumbling around them, because they would rather be high. They would rather be doing something that they shouldn't be doing instead of being productive. And next thing you know, they get caught into the street scene. And this is why you see some of these leftist cities, and I can't believe San Diego has become a leftist city. I can't believe it. The only reason it is leftist is because of the illegal aliens. It used to be a bastion of conservatism. It was nothing but Republicans that were mayors, and it was always a hard right voting bloc, but it was never big enough because it was small compared to L.A., San Francisco, and so forth. Anyway, this is why the entire state is sliding into the sewage that we call communism. But anywho, let me just move on to this next G. Edward Griffin Need to Know news. And this is how he reported General Colin Powell's death. General Colin Powell, 84, died due to complications from COVID. His family stated that he was fully vaccinated. It is unknown which vaccine he received. He had been treated for multiple melanoma, a type of blood cancer that affects the body's ability to fight infections. He was the chairman for the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Bush, H.W. Bush, and led the first Gulf War that was a failure. Powell acted as U.S. Secretary of State under former President George W. Bush and was responsible for asserting that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction in a speech to the United Nations that make the case for war on Iraq. But the United States Department had flagged the claims that Powell presented as a threat being weak. Powell blamed the false speech on a great intelligence failure. Tens of thousands of people, including 5,000 U.S. service members, died in the war, which lasted from 2003 to 2011. Now, I will tell you that I know lots of people, having lived in the intelligence community, that didn't take kindly to how basically Powell threw everybody under the bus, the intelligence failure. Absolutely, this was a deep state operation, and everybody that believes that it was an intelligence failure is completely oblivious to the fact that a deep state even exists. The fact of the matter is there was plenty of intelligence. What the deep state wanted you to do is to buy into, and then later on buy into a new reality that the intelligence community had failed. Who is it that was actually perpetrating both sides of this? Well, if you look, it was Brennan, it was Clapper, it was those guys that were already up at the top of the bureaucracy chain. And I'm telling you, why is it that many of those people stayed in place when you went from Bush to Obama? The deep state was operating, and this is still the paradigm of the deep state. There are plenty of things that are going on that the intelligence community is getting right. It is the deep state that is actually subverting it and giving you its own narrative. Anyway, we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so this next one is regarding the Pentagon. J. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News, is reporting 2 dozen military members, and it's unfortunate that it's only 2 dozen. What needs to happen is many other people need to basically pipe in. Anybody that's been affected by this Pentagon unconstitutional mandate, because bottom line, the federal government has to acknowledge and respect conscientious objections. And when the government has turned its back on the fundamentals of our Constitution and our constitutional principles, then the enemy is no longer the Constitution. The enemy never was the Constitution. The enemy is no longer those outside this nation. The enemy is those who are operating the government, who is rebelling against the Constitution. This is where Section 3 of the 14th Amendment slaps everybody in the face and says they can't do this. They must be removed from office. Anybody who is serving or working in the federal government, I don't care if you've taken an oath. If you're working for the government and you're supporting rebellion against the Constitution, you need to be removed, period. Anyway, 2 dozen military members, including Navy SEALs, Green Berets, and high-ranking officers, along with federal employees and federal civil contractors, have filed a class action lawsuit against the Department of Defense over Biden's vaccine mandate. The Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal firm, filed the lawsuit on behalf of the 24 plaintiffs who oppose the vaccines due to religious beliefs and have been denied exemption or accommodation for their beliefs. The lawsuit argues that a mandate violates the First Amendment freedom of religion, that the vaccines were developed using aborted fetal cells, and that the mandate is unenforceable because it has only been issued an emergency use authorization. The FDA approved Comirnaty, which is not available in the United States. Interesting. So, if you know anybody that's been in the the military that has been affected by this and has basically been kicked out to BCD and what have you. They need to get involved in that lawsuit. And again, that lawsuit is being conducted by, let me see here, the Liberty Council. So point them towards the Liberty Council, okay? Anyway, G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News, Essex, England. On October 15th, David Amis, probably is pronounced properly, Amis, an MP, a prime minister, I don't know what MP means, it's not military police, who was meeting with constituents at his church, was stabbed 17 times and died from his wounds. Now, the people that killed him, I'm just speculating. I mean, they probably had to be, I don't know, Catholics or maybe they were radical Christians. I don't know. Let me see. Maybe they were disturbed youth or conservatives. Yeah, that's it. There's probably 17 mad, crazed conservatives that were standing up against the draconian efforts of the Queen, the Parliament, and the Prime Minister, and all of the evil that they have been doing in the name of socialism against the good citizens of England. Well, let's move on. Amis was a champion of refugee resettlement. Oh, this is interesting. In the UK, who backed the Red Cross's Every Refugee Matters campaign and worked to help migrants access health and education benefits. The murder was declared to be an act of terrorism potentially linked to Islamic extremists and is under investigation by the counterterrorism police. Authorities took a 25-year-old man, Ali Harbi Allah, into custody after the killing. Dad Harbi Allah Kulain, a former advisor to the Prime Minister of Somalia, confirmed his British-born son was in custody. Cops are said to be trying to establish a motive so they can charge him under the Terrorism Act rather than just murder, leading to the prospect of a whole life sentence if convicted. Anyway, interesting, huh? Well, and it's kind of funny. It's irony. It's not a paradox. It's irony that somebody that championed the settlement of refugees, you know, actually has this kind of justice doled out upon them, if you want to call that, or anti-justice. Anyway, G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News. After four Nordic countries recommended against using Moderna for young children, the FDA is pausing approval of Moderna's COVID-19 injection for adolescents until it investigates cases of myocarditis described as an, quote, inflammation of the heart muscle, close quote. The Wall Street Journal reported that the European Medicines Agency safety database recorded three times as many reports of myocarditis among Moderna vaccine recipients than Pfizer BioNTech recipients in the U.S. Moderna's shot is still pending FDA approval, and the Pfizer BioNTech jab remains the only injection with to be approved for 12 to 7-year-olds, despite the jab prompting several cases of the exact same heart condition. This is interesting. So if you know any kids that are having to face the jab, boy, if they have any history of any heart problems, use that to get them out of this. But more importantly, you need to use your constitutional rights to shut all of these mandates down, period. What's it going to take? We've got the petition. If you go look at the petition for Washington State and the governor to remove Governor Inslee, then you will see that we're actually pointing to these vaccine mandates. They can't do this. They have no constitutional authority to take away your constitutionally protected rights. The next one up for you to enjoy for your pleasure, G. Edward Griffin, more people, need to know news, more people have died from the vaccine than the virus in Taiwan. According to the Need to Know, or NTD, I don't know what that is, news, 865 people have died from the toxic COVID-19 shots, while 845 deaths have been attributed to COVID. There are four vaccines that are offered in Taiwan, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and the Taiwan's own vaccine, Medigen. Over 600 deaths were tied to the AstraZeneca jab, and nearly 200 were tied to the Moderna shot. How bad has it got to get? How many people have to? This is why I said that when we finally take this country back, if we're going to do this, we need to make sure we come back after all of these people that, in the name of their deaths, charge Biden, charge all of these people who wanted to mandate these jabs and basically go after them for murder. They had no right to do this, and the deaths, the blood from the deaths of all of these people from these jabs need to be on their hands. And I'm just not talking about the United States. All of these companies that are United States companies that went forth and became a part of this global mandate, all that blood needs to be put on their hands. G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News. 35 groups of doctors, research scientists, and lawyers across the United States, the UK, Germany, Austria, and Japan examined 1,000 vials of Pfizer, Moderna, and the AstraZeneca's vaccines, not the Johnson & Johnson. Now, I wish they would have examined that as well, and found hundreds of sharp-edged metal pieces in one droplet among the parasite material. Among the parasite material. When researchers heated the samples while being observed under the microscope, the particles began to move and were in sync with each other. Sharp metal objects, graphene layers, large rectangular objects that have never been seen, are not biological and likely are harmful when inside a human body. These doctors are calling for a worldwide halt of the COVID injections. Well, folks, there you go. I mean, I've tried in the past not to make the show and the marketing about COVID, but when you see the wake of ruins behind us over these unconstitutional mandates, it's really not about COVID. It is about the tyranny of government taking control and using this to basically destroy our constitutional republic. It's that simple. Now, five veterans. Now, this is all kind of current stuff, but this is from different sources. We're kind of out of time. We'll cover this in the next episode, but in the next episode, we're also going to start going through a high-level view of how to make your county a constitutional county, and it has nothing to do with joining the CPSOA. Anyway, the Constitutional Peace Officers and Sheriffs Association. Anyway, we'll be back. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process.
This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.